See, is the second one started yet? Okay. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, April 25, 2018. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. All right. You guys are going to have to excuse me because I'm eating some applesauce. Let's get this party started. That's replacing the hot dogs. I'm eating applesauce. All right, Ray, what's up?
Let's see. Well, we didn't really have any updates to post yesterday. I put something there, and I can't remember where Idaho put it. I was just going to review that. I posted something in chat. What was that post that I did? Everyone may not have gotten it. Here it is. And we can run from that. Oh, yes, the Iraqi TV reporting that CBI signed a memorandum with Visa International. And then we also had a bank story that came in from a member who just knew an executive at one of the banks who was told not to talk. So it was just some ongoing bank stories that we've been receiving.
What the bank story said.
So other than that, it's been kind of quiet. That was it, the executive at the bank that was told not to talk. That was one. And then I did get some other ones of some employees that are starting to open up a little and are confirming the memo activity that's going around talking about the currency. They just didn't want to be specific so it wouldn't come back to them. But so we've been getting little bits of that coming in from some areas.
I'm still not understanding
what
the executive said. He just said he wasn't supposed to talk. That's what he said.
Yeah, this person that knows a person. No, he didn't call to say that. Somebody that knew him was speaking with him. They reported that they knew a bank executive, but the executive told him he was told not to talk. So they didn't want to disclose anything more than that. But just confirmation of what we've already been sharing about bankers, the banking community being on hush-hush, but acknowledging something is going on, but they just won't say exactly what.
Okay. So, if that's the case, are the lines working?
Yes.
I don't know what SMH means. But anyway, somebody's saying the line's not working. So you already checked.
Shaking my head is what it's supposed to mean.
Oh. Well.
Sure. See, all those people, those names I called out, they all acknowledge that they're on the call. So they're working 621, 622 in the internet.
All right. You didn't send my text, though. So. All right, guys. So what are we going to talk about today, man? So the bankers said they can't talk, but they are talking. We know they've been threatened, but they continue to talk. So the question is, did what the banks say important at all? Or is it just what Iraq is saying? Okay. I know you're testing them, but people keep texting me talking about listen lines not working. So I don't know whether they are or not. But you got that. All right.
All the people that are on our lines are reporting to me that they're working. So I don't know what lines they're listening on. It's not the ones we run and operate because they're all up.
All right. We good. Don't worry about it. So guys, Iraq this week, so I'm going to start with Iraq this week, is having a week of education. And that's what I'm calling it. If you guys have contacts over there, know people over there, anything, this week, one of their main objectives as far as the banking and what we're concerned is they're going to all the universities, classroom, public areas, and they're having a financial display, which means they're telling everybody about the banking systems and all the products that the banking system offers them, why they should be part of the banking system, what the banking system is going to do for them. So once again, we knew that's what had to happen, is educate the people on what the banks do and what the process is going to be when turning in their 3-0 notes and how it's all going to work out. Now, we know they've done it on television twice. We know they've done it in print, so you can see it. And they're having a week of it right now, expanding it out in all areas so that we know that. So I'm watching what they're doing. Again, we keep hearing about economic reform, currency, when we're going to do this, what the norms are. And why do we keep talking about it if it's months away, even if it's weeks away, and it's not going to happen until after the election anyway, right? Just to keep people pumped up could be the reason. Just let them know that it is happening. But, again, I'm going to go with what makes sense, what we're looking at, not what they're saying. Because the fact that Abadi says he's going to do that, he hasn't done that. Every other person over there running for his office gets to use that against him, especially in the final days when it comes up, when people are making their decisions about who to vote for. That's the one thing they're going to be able to use against him. He didn't keep his word on what they've been striving to do and everything else. People aren't getting paid all their money. People aren't getting paid on time. It all comes down to the economy and money and what Baghdad is doing. And that's what people look at. I need to feed my family. We know y'all stealing all the money because you're putting articles out in the paper and news all the time about how all the money is getting stole through the auction. And people are getting millions and millions of dollars every day, but nobody's doing anything about it. You say you're going to do something about it, but nobody's doing anything about it. Which all you simply have to do is what? Do the economic reforms. RV the money. Reinstate the money. However you want to say it, it's the same process. It's going to change the current rate, which is going to revalue the money. It's going to reinstate the old rate plus taxes. It's the exact same thing. I don't care how any idiot wants to say it. The rate is going to be over $3, regardless of what you call it. And I just got reconfirmation of that not 10 minutes ago, just so you know. In fact, it is going to happen just like that. And we'll see what all the idiots say after that, because that's where we're at. If we're looking at our side, which is the only side to look at now, because Iraq is putting in the paper what they're doing, just not what they intend to do on what date and time. Well, they did put what they intend to do, as far as Abadi saying after the election. And we know it's all up to Iraq when and where it's done. I mean, the final part, because he's in charge of the CBI. But Abadi came out and said it for a reason, because he must think they have some kind of agreement where he won't do it until he's ready for it. So is that Iraq trying to help Abadi get reelected? Or was that part of the plan? Or was that something that we requested? Trying to do what? Help Abadi get reelected. Now, we could say it's going to be fair elections. We can't say it's going to be fair elections, and then this is the guy we want, and we're going to do everything we can to get him there. Oh, wait a minute. That just happened, didn't it? In our own elections. So I guess they can't say that because that's what they do. That is what they do. Regardless, behind closed doors, make deals, pay people, do everything else to get this guy elected, which is okay. Here's what you guys want to hear. Is what I want to hear, even if you don't want to hear it. Our people over here that we've been communicating with, that we know of, who know the plan, are still looking at it happening this month. Today is the 25th, as far as I know. So this month is not that far off. Now, this month, well, maybe I shouldn't narrow it down to this month. Maybe I should, but prior to the election. So whether they push it up to 10 days before the election, 8 days to create that momentum flash, say it's done, that excitement to get a body over the hump, or they do it tomorrow evening to get a body over the hump, I still think that's the main purpose and direction that we're going. That's what they're aiming for. Because everybody else is still progressing to get everything done. So we already had MasterCard International. Now they have Visa Card International. They keep saying international, international. You can use these international, but we don't have an international rate, but they do. Or our currency is not international, but it is. But our currency won't trade, but it does. I mean, how can people tell you that? It's not trading at the rate we want to. Well, I can look at it. I can go on any of those Forex screens and I can see the rate for the dinar against the dollar right now. I can go to the bank. And again, we got a list of 70 of them that we can go and say, what's the exchange rate? What's your buy-sell rate? The same thing that we say for every other currency that we go to the bank to exchange for. And they give us those same two rates. But it's not international. I don't understand. Can it be both? Not international and international? Can they not have their own currency, but yet have their own currency? Still be a dual currency country? Well, they are a dual currency country because they're using both. They're just trying to get rid of one. They do have an international rate. It's just not the rate that we want. And guess what? If you go and put the dinar against the Canadian or dinar against the peso or the dinar against the yen, you're going to get a different rate for each one of them, just like you do the dinar against the dollar, which tells me it must be international. It's not a flat rate all around the world. So it must be internet. I don't know. You know, maybe my common sense meter is off. I don't know. But that's what I'm looking at as far as the currency itself. And we're just waiting, just like they're waiting, is to officially drop the three zeros and revalue their currency. Now, we've been using revalue for months, for years. And people say they have to reinstate it first and then revalue it. We've been hearing that for months and years. What we do know is for years they were supposed to reinstate it at 322 plus interest plus
account
inflation.
For inflation.
Account for inflation, yep. Yet. The agreement was for them to be under Kuwait when it first comes out. And there was a 20-cent, 25-cent leverage that it wouldn't be more than or less than. So it wouldn't be more than. So people from Kuwait wouldn't run over to Iraq and try and take all the money, exchange, and do the things that Kuwait would do. That's still in place. So you can choose to call it whatever you want, but that's what's going to happen. I know the rate is over that, and just what we've been saying it was at 370, 371, 375. I know that the price of oil is higher today than it was when we told you that. And I know that the rates are higher. So I talked yesterday to a couple of different banking people, and they all said, this is happening. They all said, we're still on schedule. They all said, don't listen to the rumors and don't listen to the BS. There's too much time has been invested for this not to happen. Period. Too much time, too much money, too many things have already occurred for this not to happen. So I firmly believe it's going to happen. And I'm firmly doing exactly what I told you guys. I'm watching what they're doing, both here and there. I'm not particularly paying attention to what they're saying, because they're never, ever going to come out and say, hey, I'm doing it 3 days after the election. That's when you can expect to see it. No country has ever revalued their currency and came out days, weeks, or months ahead of time and told the world, this is when I'm going to do it. This is when you can expect it, and did that. If anything, they have all said, it's not happening, I'm not going to do it, these are the reasons why, and boom, it just popped up on the screen. So I'm going to go with history. You guys can, you know, everybody make up their own mind, because I like that. I always tell you guys all the time, go listen to everybody. Everybody has a different resource. Everybody has a different idea. Then you put your puzzle together, because that's what I do. Now, I like my connections, because I've explained to you guys time and time again exactly who they are, exactly who we've used along the process that has gotten us here today, that has kept us in the game, that has let us know what to do, when to do it, and how we should do it before, during, and after. That's what we look at. Before, right now, during the process, and then what we should be doing after. So we look at the whole picture. You're not just trying to look at articles. You're not just trying to look at what somebody thinks or what they like to hear, except for me. We are trying to look at what I think. But anyway, I had to throw that in there. Because it is about opinions, information, and everything else. You got to go with that. So, I'm excited. Let me see. I wanted to say I'm excited about something I want to tell you, but I probably shouldn't tell you. But I almost told you. That was a good one, wasn't it? But it's basically...
Oh, yeah.
See, that was a good one. But just so we don't get asked the question 100 times. So, yeah, some top level people have assured that this has happened. That's what I was going to tell you. I was just going to tell you who it was, but I'm not going to do that. But they absolutely assured this is going to happen, and it's going to happen, and as they say, a lot sooner than people expect within a certain time frame. Okay? So that's what I'm going with. All right, Ray, let's do some Q&A. Make this thing happen.
Okay, let's see. Tex Gator says, is there any news on whether the 10 trillion VIM bills will be accepted for exchange? We've not heard anything new.
Have not heard anything new.
Okay, Donna C. says, any news on the mandate for the banks to get this thing accomplished and the issuing of fines if not completed?
No, there's no news on that. And I even at the time when we heard it, it doesn't make sense. Not going to fine Wells Fargo $1 billion a day, even though they put it out there. And I said the other day, I think they confused it when it first came out in the memo with the $1 billion fine they got for making people get the auto insurance when they really didn't need it. Those things that happened to them last week. So, and that happens, guys. Information come out, people misinterpret it. And I tell you guys all the time, you know, it's that 1 to 10. You tell one guy something, by the time he gets to number 10, it's a whole different scenario. But that does happen. Okay?
Okay. Burbank Lou says, if Iraqis will be paid fewer dinars after the RV, a body can't RV unless the price of goods and services drops or he loses the election. Can you confirm that prices of goods and services are dropping?
I can confirm a couple weeks ago that they had up two rates again. I can confirm that our guys reporting they were dropping, but by pennies, not nickels, quarters, dollars, in preparation of doing this. And I can confirm right now that they have stopped. So, yeah, the prices do have to drop when they do that. And they should drop all the way at least by a third, if not more, in order to do what the currency is supposed to do for their economy. But don't look for it to happen days and weeks before they announce the RV. That's not going to happen. It's going to happen during that time period. When they announce it, while people are going in, getting their lower denoms, they're going to see quick changes to their prices. Okay?
All right, Toffee Nut says, my son is moving to Georgia from California this Saturday. He asked Inar, which district will he need to exchange in, 6 or 12? I recall something about having to be in a district 180 days in order to exchange there.
That's what we were told. 180 days, whichever district you have lived in the longest, that's where you need to complete your exchange at that time. So what I would do is what I would tell everybody to do. Nothing beats a failure but a try. But when it comes time, the numbers come out, simply ask the bank, will you do my exchange? I just moved to here from this year. And if they say yes, then I'd go in and exchange my money. That's what I would do.
Okay. Salty Dog says, there seems to be some confusion about the elections. According to what is on Google, the election on May 12 is to elect the 369 members of Parliament. Parliament then, once they are seated, elect the president and the prime minister, which might not be until after Ramadan. I know you have stayed with your conviction of RV prior to May 12, but if that does not happen, do you believe a body will wait until he is named prime minister again to announce the RV? Or do you think he will RV in mid-May?
I think he's going to already have the RV prior to election, again, because that makes sense to me. Their election is May the 12th. They say they have a new election system and that they will know the winner of the election within 2 hours of closing after the election. That's what they're saying. So not weeks like it used to take or months and have to count it up and argue back and forth who gets these points and that points. They do. They say they're going to know 2 hours after the election. So that's what I'm going to wait for.
Okay. Beta says, could you inquire of Ray and Tony if they are comfortable with Wells Fargo having control of our money based on their recent record of disregard for the banking laws? Also, could they update us on contract rates and currency rates? Are you comfortable with Wells Fargo holding all your money?
Oh, I thought you agreed to the answer.
No. No, it was to you. Are you comfortable with Wells Fargo holding? Do you have a controller?
Well, I want to answer that question But before I do, I'm going to have to contact Wells Fargo and see what my piece of the pie is. So answer it. No, I'm just joking. You guys know. You know what? Guys, the things that Wells Fargo has been accused of are things on such a large level that they've done to people who particularly don't pay attention to their accounts, their names, or, you know, the pennies, nickel, quarter, dimes within their account. And I don't think that's going to apply to you, because we're going to be vigilant about our money, where is it going, why it's going there, what our rate is, and everything else. I think Wells Fargo is just like any other bank and trying to make as much profit as they can. I think they're doing it the wrong way, or more importantly, they're doing it. I mean, it's wrong. We already know it's wrong what they're doing, and they're being sloppy about doing it, because I can't honestly tell you there aren't other banks doing the same thing, because believe me, in that industry, like any other industry, they mirror each other. So they somebody did something, oh, that worked for you? Oh, let me try it over here. Oh, that worked? Yeah, we're going to do that too, as you will often see. I've told you for years now, you know, you're in charge of your money. They're going to try and make as much off of you as they can, any way they can, because that's what banks do. And you should be trying to do the same thing to them. Make as much off of them as you can. Because you know, regardless of how much you make off of them, they're still making 10 times more off your money than you are. So would I go with Wells Fargo? Yes. Because I know right now, they're being scrutinized, you know, 10 days to Sunday, or 10 ways to Sunday. They're being investigated, everything is costing them. And doing this, they're definitely going to watch what goes on. So it's a good time, the fact that they're being looked at harder than anybody else. And then if you don't feel comfortable, move your money somewhere else. What was the other part? Wells Fargo and what?
That's right.
So all the
contract. Also, could they update us on the contract rates and the currency rates?
I think the rates
haven't had any changes.
We haven't been hearing anything about that, except for, I mean, the dollar did go up a little bit, but it went up because of the price of oil. It's over 70. Again, Gary B, 75. And here's a good thing, though, for some of you guys that might want to wait. Here it is. Projected now to go up to over $100 next year. Oil is. So you know what that means for the rate. Okay.
Okay, go for it. Apparently was not able to hear the question Monday. So their question again, if a person has gifted currency to six children, would or could we all go to exchange at the same time, making a total of eight people exchanging?
That was the same question. What are you saying? They didn't hear the answer.
Right, they said they didn't hear the answer, so they posted it again. Said was not able to hear the answer.
Oh.
Didn't we say no?
No, they're not going to exchange eight people. Each one of you are individuals. You have to call the number, set your appointment. Now, if you all want to stand there and call one right behind the other, you might be able to get in. I mean, same zip code, same area. If you live there, then you might. If you have the same amount, you might go to the exchange location. So there's some variance in there that I don't know. But the simplest thing is nothing beats a failure but a try. Go ahead and call them, see if it'll work. They're not setting it up for that, but you might be the one.
Okay, Nicole 19. Can three siblings redeem a 100 trillion note and all three split the cash equally and all three also have no tax burden? Well, if there's no tax on the exchange, there'll be no tax burden no matter how you do it, but three of you won't be able to split a 100 trillion note. One person will have to exchange it. Now, it might be that all three of you are on the same account that one person is doing the exchanging into. But that's the way that I see that. Sort of like the previous question. Eight folks aren't going to fall up in there at one time.
Okay. So how about if they exchange as a trust and then split the money up?
Oh, sure, but that's still one is doing the exchange. The trust is, and some a representative. I'm just making sure Nicole understood that the three of them can't go in with one 100 trillion note and say, we want to exchange this and split it up.
Yeah, we're going to cut it in three pieces. Okay. But, again, not put it in, well, I don't know, three different accounts. But you know what? This is what you guys can do. You can call a bank right now today. Again, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to guess. Say, me, my brother, sister, uncle, cousin just came into a lot of money. We got one check or one conversion. Can we come in and you split it up for us and put it in four different accounts? What do we have to do that? And they will give you that very answer. Okay, Ray.
Okay.
But you want to say something
Let's
else?
Let's see. No, I was going to the next one. Vic's Law says, would it not make sense for the bank / exchange center processing of our IQD and VND currencies to take place before the rates were live on Forex? Seems like, as you have often shared, the fixed rate of exchange offered by the banks before live Forex rates would simplify and accelerate completion of the exchange process.
So all I need to say about that is, yes, it does make sense. And we said that for it made sense. It made sense because it was their original plan. So it still makes sense today. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens when it comes out. But it was a great plan and will remain a great plan if that's what they do. I mean, it should make it easier for them because nobody has to go in every 5 minutes, every transaction, and make sure the rate is the same. They would know it's a fixed rate for the next 10 days, and they could process it all. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see what happens.
Okay, Jubilee Gal says, need clarity, please. Explain what you meant. Quote, when the 800 number is given, they want everybody to go within 2 hours.
Well, what I meant was...
Jubilee Gal misinterpreted that.
No, I said that. But what I meant was, within 2 hours, they want everybody to be done. No, I'm just joking. Come on. Hold on. Because of that question. Within 2 hours, they want the process to be started. They want people to start going to the bank doing their exchanges. That was the initial plan. Again, the question he just asked, the first 10 days, they wanted to get everybody through on the internet, all the internet people, all of us. Come in. Within 10 days, they wanted us to be on our way, done, so we could then hit 4X and the rates could go. So the rates could go wherever they wanted to. Okay? But, but they wanted to start it within 2 hours. So, for a long time, a lot of times, they had people sitting at the banks till 1 in the morning, so on, because they were going to start it. If it went at 9 o'clock, they were going to bring people in that night. 11 o'clock, they were going to start bringing people in. But then it was supposed to be at 2, 3 in the morning, our time. So they had people start showing up at the bank at 6 o'clock because they wanted to be ready, sitting at their desk and say, put out the 800 numbers, let's start bringing them in. Because the goal was let's get them through as fast as we can so we can put this on 4X. And don't just have to worry about the rest of the people coming in, doing what they're doing, but going by the rate. Every bank would have a different rate. Every bank needed to charge what they wanted to charge instead of that 10-day session. Again, the old plan made sense. I'm hoping that's the way they can still do it. But because so many things have changed, so many people have changed that were sitting on the board, it's just chaotic. Okay.
Let's see. Jubilee Gal's second question says, after the re-exchange, will there be a wealth breakdown of speakers to assist us?
A wealth breakdown of speakers. Is that anything like we'll raise 13 meetings that he's setting up, have some people to tell you what to do with your money? Is that what they're trying to?
That's not what that is. That's a banking seminar. Folks are going to go in and just listen to a bank. So, yeah, so it's not going to be people telling them what to do with their money. Well, of course, now that particular bank representative will be offering their product. But that's just a banking seminar to learn exactly what the banks have to offer, what the rates are, what their product is from those 13 different banks. I think this person's probably looking for maybe something a little bit more general as far as wealth management. Anyway, that's something they would get on their own. Either the bank would provide it or they get private wealth management.
Okay, tell them to give you a better explanation of what they're trying to find out. Don't want to do it. All right, what's next?
Okay, Nad Rand says, can the U.S. banks override the Iraqi CBI by going first?
It wouldn't override them, and they've tried to get banks to do that to actually get them jump-started before, and banks refuse to do that because they didn't want to be sticking their neck out that far. So, no, that's not going to happen. And I don't blame the banks because they never know what's going to happen over in Iraq.
Okay, let's talk to some live folks. I think I need to refresh this thing. Something doesn't look right here. I know you're on this call, but it's not showing you on the call.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. First caller, 865, you are on. Tennessee.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate your taking my call.
Hi.
Got a couple of questions for you. Dealing with these Visa cards, I really appreciate and found it very fascinating how they were getting that program underway in Iraq with your explanation that it was getting all of the banks there in Iraq to sign on, and then the last one to sign was the CBI itself. And with the notation that CBI has now signed that agreement, can we be presuming? I know we shouldn't be presuming, but when the CBI signed, is that indicating that it is now actually effective, or were those memoranda of understanding with a date in it that it would be effective on such and such a date? What say you on that?
I haven't seen anything with that says effective, you know, July the 1st or May the 1st or anything else, even like they did with the MasterCard as pay cards. I just saw that there was an agreement. Now, this may be why, too, that it's not. When I saw the agreement was assigned, to me, that's effective. It's because they haven't forced people to accept the Visa card like they did the MasterCard. They had no choice with MasterCard because this is how you're getting paid. So you're going to get it or not, and effective this day, you need to have it because that's the only way we're going to pay. That's not the case with the Visa card. So maybe they're leaving it up to each individual. They can go out there and get that when they want to. But they do have an agreement, and it is Visa International, not in-country.
But we don't know for sure if that signing is effective immediately or effective as of a certain date. That's the one thing that's
we don't,
still kind of
because I haven't seen that. Nope, I haven't seen it anywhere,
okay.
And I haven't been told that it's not effective until this date. As you know, there is an agreement in place, and they can operate in Iraq. Okay.
Second question for you is dealing with the logistics of the exchange centers. Was curious, I know here again, appreciate that you're alerting us that don't be surprised that they could be off-site, that may not even necessarily have the bank name on it, but it is a bank location. But when we get into the exchange centers and actually are going in for our exchanges, have they given you any indication of how the logistics, will we be it's a privacy factor that it's like individual offices, or is it going to be a big room and we don't necessarily have a privacy factor, it's just cubicles sort of thing. Have they told you anything expect?
It's going to be different at every location because it's how it's set up. So I have one location, you go in, and for your meetings, you're not even going in the front door. You're going in a side door. You're going upstairs, down the hallway. Then they have a big room that's broken up into cubicles. So, and they're going to sign people here, and they're going to process. Now, those could be the people with the smaller amounts. That's their location. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to take them through like that. There are other locations that are set up. One is, right in Charlotte. I'm not going to give you guys the street. But it's right in Charlotte. Some of you probably going to be able to figure it out anyway. So there's four or five banks right on the street. But the place you're going to go into has a totally different name on the building. It's not even one of those banks. They're sitting in, and they're set up in an open space. Okay? But then there's another one where you go actually through the bank. They're going to take you in the back door, and they have five, six offices, and you go into an individual office in their location. So every location is probably going to be a little bit different.
Okay. Good enough. And with all the information that you all have, whether you can share it with us right at this point or not, how likely are you feeling that there will be a Friday call of this nature pre-RV, Friday as in the 27th of April?
I think there's going to be a Friday call. I'm not sure if there's going to be a Wednesday call. Now, that answered your question, exactly what you were trying to get to.
Yes, but then you made me ask what happened to Monday.
No, it didn't, because I already told you. And I thought you, of all people, would have picked it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it. All righty. Just checking. Okay, sir. I appreciate it. And, again, thanks so much for all the Vegas times three and all the shun words. And I always look at the calendar and add that 10 days to whatever, but I'm counting on you guys to really set the specific date on that 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project, because that's what this is all about, ultimately. We appreciate it. And have yourselves a great Wednesday, our wealthy Wednesday. Thank
all
you,
right.
Sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that is what this is all about for us.
Okay, 404, area code.
Whoa. Go away from that one.
That was the 404 area code, which I think that was the crafty person there having two lines on the other one, case one collapsed. But anyway, California, 925 area code, you are on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, you hear me? Okay, cool. Okay. Actually, I faked you. Yes. That's my cell phone. I'm in Portland, Oregon. So anyway, I'm not sure if my question's been answered or not. I'm really kind of confused about, we've been talking about a body's in charge of saying when this is going to happen, before the elections, after the elections, or whatever. And then we've got U.S. banks saying, this is going to happen this month, and we've got dates and plans. I mean, I'm struggling with the U.S. bank side. Do they really have the right, beat on this? Do they have the right information? Do they know? I'm struggling with that.
Okay. So let's go through it again real slow. First of all, the person with the decision is the CBI because they said they've completed everything they needed to do. Economic challenges were completed. They were waiting for a secure and stable environment, and then they're going to activate it. So we don't know what secure and stable environment means to them. And I should have went back because he did have three specific things he was looking for. Now, we don't know when that's going to be. When is he going to feel that good? I mean, I don't know. You don't know. Maybe, just maybe, he said that back then because they already had a date and he needed an excuse to wait for that date. And maybe the date that the bank say, hey, we're going to do it by this date. I'm not telling you the date, but by this date, the plan right now is to have this done. Now, that's their plan. They're not going to come out and tell us that. A body comes out and says, you know what? I'm just going to tell everybody I'm going to do it after the election. After the election, when I don't even know if I'm going to still be in office or not, but that's when I'm going to do it, after the election. And the plan was always to do it right before the election to create the excitement and buzz he needs to put him over the top. We don't know that, but we have to look at it and say, what makes sense? Why are the banks still doing this? Why are they still pushing it? Why are they saying one thing? A body's saying something else, and the man that's in charge says, I'm going to do it when it's stable and secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still confused, right?
As we will be.
Until the thing happens. But we're going to go with the pieces of the puzzle and try and figure it out and see, because anybody telling you that they know is telling you a lot because they don't know. I know there's three or four people that actually know, and they're going to let it go. Everybody else is working on the piece of the puzzle that they've been handed to get done what they need to get done. And we're just trying to put it together, not what they say, but what makes sense to be done. Okay?
Okay, clear as mud. That works, I guess. Guess we'll just have to wait and see. Okay, one last question before I go. That code that you mentioned some time ago that only the top execs know, the date code, do you know if that's still where it was? And is it still the same code?
The code hasn't changed, and they're still going by that, I suppose, because that's what they're working off of. So until it changes.
Okay. I was just curious if that was still there. All right. Well, thanks for the information. Appreciate everything you guys do, and have a great day.
All right, sir.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do, though. When we get off of this call, I'm going to go and see can we verify that that code is still the exact same today. And if it changes, then we'll let you know that, hey, the code changed, just so you know. So if you get a tweet like that, then you'll know what it means.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
And Ray will get 500 phone calls. What does that mean? But anyway, go ahead.
All righty. Take care, sir. Maryland. 240. Yes. Go on. Maryland 240.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. I just wanted to ask one question because there seems to be some confusion about who's actually in control, and I know from what your comments were earlier that it is the CBI that is control of this whole thing going. It's not Trump saying, yes, we're going to do this. It's the CBI. Is that correct?
It's the CBI now. We're all looking at it. It's all done. He didn't say, hey, I'm going to do this as soon as the U.S. let me, right?
Right.
He didn't say, I'm going to do this as soon as the IMF lets me. I'm going to do this as soon as the World Bank lets me. He said, I'm going to do this when I feel it's stable and secure. He didn't say, I'm going to do this in June when they pass three or four more laws, but till then I can't do anything, which would have put this out of everybody's mind, right? We wouldn't even be talking about it now if that was the case. He didn't say, hey, right after what do you call it? Ramadan, whatever it is.
Ramadan?
That Ramadan, mm-hmm. Yeah, can you remember? That Ramadan, we're going to see a new economy, which he could have said, and we all wouldn't be talking about this today, right?
He said, correct.
I feel that it's a stable and secure environment. We're going to let it pop.
Okay. Well, we're just waiting for them to let it pop. That's all we can do.
There you go. That's all we can do. Well, we can do two things.
Buy some more currency.
So we'll be ready so we don't have to. And absolutely. I'm going to find $50 somewhere, right? I mean, you can find $50 somewhere, buy some more dong. If you don't buy dinar, buy dong. I'm saying it's only $39. That's $500,000 every time, though. I mean,
very true. Very true. Well, I thank you for your time, gentlemen, and I wish you a safe and blessed day. And your blessings that you have blessed us with back to you millionfold.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Hey, wait. She's
Illinois. 312.
Oh no.
Who? 240 Maryland.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I want somebody in Maryland to find out who Rory Tillman is. Okay? And then tell me who that is. All right.
Roy Tillman?
Rory.
Okay. She's in the DMV group, yeah.
She is?
I think so.
I never hear her on this call, though. Okay, I was just checking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her. I'm just messing with her. That's all. Just messing with her. Since you're from Maryland. Okay, good. Go ahead.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
All right, thanks. Okay.
312 Illinois, we're on.
Good afternoon, Marianne. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing quite fine. Thank you very much for asking. And good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am super fantastic. Now, your job today is to put some more pep in Ray's step. You sound depressed to me.
No, it's just me.
You're depressed. Okay. Oh,
he was fine before you realized it was me on the other end of the phone. Did you notice that? You picked up on that too.
Okay.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a tough job, but somebody got to do it. You know, Paul had a thorn in his flesh. I might as well be the one in rage.
Okay.
Might as well. Well, I have a couple questions. I haven't heard you mention these articles this morning, but one was saying about the preparations for them for the reconstruction activities in Iraq. I mean, to me, both of them are just showing what you've been saying all along: watch what they do and not what they say, because some kind of form or something has been created, and they're adopting new economic partnerships and stuff, and so they're undergoing scrutiny of undergoing security and political stability. And I'm wondering, you know, why they're reporting all of that if things are status quo and not moving forward.
Okay. So not just reporting it, because they are, but why are they having all these meetings? Why are they bringing all of these investors back in again on the 28th and 29th? Why are they doing all this right here at the end of the month in all these different countries? Why are they having this this bank fair throughout the country for this entire week in all of the universities, the schools, the buildings? I'm going to go in and look at the article. Why is all this buildup all towards the end of the month where they can make all these economic announcements about how much people are committing to Iraq again, about how much they're paying? And I don't know if you guys have been noticing, they've been sending $13 billion here, $7 billion here, $12 billion here. how much of these different areas, the Kurdistan, panties, where's all this money coming from? And why is it coming now when it didn't in January, February, March? Why would it all be coming? And they said they had 24 investors and all but 9 had already paid the money out that they're going to pay. Now they got 70-something investors and countries showing up to this next one to commit money. Why would they all be doing that if it's unstable, if it's such a fear of where the country's going, if they didn't already know that the economic reform is about to be completed? They wouldn't, because nobody's that crazy. They're having these meetings. They're discussing that they have a timetable when they know they're right at the end of the timetable before. I think we're going to see some big announcements, see a big change in Iraq right before the vote. That's what I think.
Wow.
And that's why they're doing
yeah.
it. Yeah. All right.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean,
I
I'm
could be wrong,
and
if I'm wrong, I'll come back and tell
wrong.
You I was wrong, but
I don't believe you was wrong.
Okay.
they even said in one of them, like, 650 companies and businessmen from 17 different countries, you know, that are coming, and the work of a forum that they're creating, they're signing MOUs and contracts for projects. And they said, you know, things that have been, and these are things that have been agreed upon since Kuwait, since they had the Kuwaiti conference. So I'm like, what the heck?
That's right. And all these projects they're coming up with in all these different areas and funding, not just coming up with them, but funding them, putting some money over there for them. Iraq never had this money, so who's putting it all in? I mean, they haven't
right.
done the last 8-10 years. They haven't done it as soon as they got them out, so it's coming from somewhere. Part of that is, and you guys can go out there and look, the oil that they pumped out in 3 days was $21 billion. $21 billion now, which was more than 6-7 countries do all year. That's the level that they're back up to. The economy has to change. If they're doing
wow.
that in 3 days in one area. So we look at their growth, and it's sounding pretty stable to me.
Sounds like it to me, too. But our ears are not the ones that count. We need the CBI
<That's right.
laughs> to sound
well,
like it's pretty stable to him.
Look, if I could make them do it, it would have been done 9 years ago. Trust me, okay?
I
9 years ago, if I could make them do it.
I know.
Okay.
All right, well, I just wanted to bring that out because all these articles, I mean, there's so many of them. And I'm like, okay, I know that there's a contingent of fake news and fake articles out there as well. But if these are fake, they're some awfully good fakes because it's what's happening over there, you know, and it's from more than one source. Now, I will admit, I'm not the one doing the research, and I'm just going reading them from other folks who have researched and put them there, mostly Tish Wash. Shout out to Tish. But still.
I agree, and they're doing that, and they're putting it out. I mean, not even that it's for themselves, but it's to make the country look better so the investors would come, so they can hear
exactly.
about these things and see that is growing. They're putting out all the bank information, trying to give their people confidence in the banks. Because they got to get them using the banks. They got to get those 3-0 notes in there. And they're going to make a push for it this week. While they're out educating them doing that, they're going to be telling them why they should be taking in their notes. Now, the articles say damaged notes. They're going to be telling them to take in any of those notes. Take in those 3-0 notes. Take in those damaged notes. Let's get them all off the street so we can do what we need to do. And this is their big push this week, again, to get that done. Now, we're looking at all the articles, and there's articles out there about the articles, about the news. Some of it is fake news. Some of these guys running for office have their own newspapers, so they're putting out different stories than these other guys are. And we had to weed through it and sit through it and try and figure out whose part is true, and that's just about the candidates running for office. There's all kind of fake stuff going on with them, but you know what? We experienced that here, you know, 18 months ago,
yeah.
Right?
All over the
TV, probably experienced it today.
Everything. Big blimp balloons flying overhead. All kinds of stuff.
People propaganda put out any kind of story they want to.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going. Okay.
Them. Yes. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. You have a very good day,
mm-hmm.
a very good weekend. Talk to you on Friday, but not on Wednesday. I love it. Mr. Ray Rand,
all right,
take
thank
care.
You.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. California 818, you are on.
Yes, hi. Good morning and good afternoon to both of you. Yeah, I was instead of saying in your heart of hearts, maybe I'll ask you in your opinion of opinions. Do you think that Biden really has the final say, or has he coordinated this basically with these three-letter agencies?
What? Ask your question again.
Do you think that Abadi really has the final say, or he has to coordinate this, obviously, with those three-lettered agencies like the CBI, IMF, USD?
Okay. I'm going to answer it, but I just answered that same question 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
CBI has the authority and the power to do this. Can Abadi influence that? I'm sure he can. Can he call him and say, hey, I need you to wait till now because, you know, this would be great for me right at the end going to the election? I'm sure he can. Does anybody else? CBI was given autonomous power over the currency, just like our Treasury has been given. IMF, World Bank, everybody has done everything they need to do. CBI has formally announced that they've completed everything they need to do to drop the three zeros. He's just waiting for the country to be stable and secure. That's what he said. Again, he didn't say, I'm waiting for laws to be passed in June or July. I'm waiting for the end of Ramadan. I'm waiting for the USA to say, hey, you can go now. He didn't say any of that. He said, this is what I'm waiting for. Now, could he have said that to cover up some other reason? And I say yes, because that's what they do. Yeah. Do they lie all the time over there? Yes, that's what they do. Now, we can't say, hey, they lie. That's part of their culture. That's how they do business. Pay attention to what they're saying. When we just said they lie to you all the time. They lie to each other all the time. But now some other idiot would say, well, we got to come out and believe everything what they say, because that's what they do. It's now you got your speaker on or something. They announced to their people a couple of times, you're going to see it in the coming days. You're going to see it in a couple of days. You're going to see this in the near future, and we haven't seen it yet. So why should I believe them now?
Right. So in other words, then basically, everybody doesn't really have a final say, but CBI in a sense, right?
CBI.
Because if
a
body is not
when they're going to go.
Yeah. Cause, so in other words, really cannot blame a body because we say common sense will tell you you should RB before the election. But since he has no full control of it, we really cannot blame him. But if in case he can influence it and have that, in a sense, the final say by influencing them, all I can say is if Abadi obviously RBs this before the election, he's got it made because the power is already in his hands. But then if he doesn't...
That's right.
But if he doesn't, then maybe it makes you think that maybe him or his advisors doesn't need to RB an IQD, but what they need is an IQT. You know what I mean?
Okay, so listen to this. If he doesn't and it doesn't get done, we can blame him. Because he's the one who came out and said, I'm going to do it afterwards. He didn't say, I'm going to try and make it happen afterwards, or I'm authorized afterwards. He said, I'm going to do it afterwards, which told all those people, I have the power, when he clearly doesn't. He may have the influence, but the power and authority belongs to the CBI.
Yeah, but obviously that is if he wins the election, correct?
And that's a big if. And who takes that kind of chance?
That's right? Exactly. That's why what I'm saying is maybe him, his advisors, what they need, not an RBIQD, but rather an IQT. You know what I mean by IQT, so right?
What is IQT?
Intelligence quotient test.
Okay. Well, let's look at this. Me and you are running for office. And you're going to tell them that, hey, I'm going to do this after the election. I'm going to complete the reforms. And then I'm running against you, and I'm going to go everywhere you go, and I'm going to say, why you believe him? He's been lying to you for the last 4 years saying he was going to do this. He's been lying to you for the last 3 months saying we're getting ready to do it in a couple of days. We're getting ready to do it. It's coming up. I mean, I'm going to make sure this happens, and it hasn't happened yet. But I can tell you, I can promise you, as soon as I win the election, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to complete the reforms and change our entire economy. So which one are you going to vote for? The guy been lying to you for the last 3 months or 4 years, or the new guy who's coming up saying, I'm honest and I got integrity and everything else? Why would he take that chance?
Exactly. That's why the bottom line still is that it's either he has the power or influence it, or maybe, like I said, him or his advisors need an intelligence quotient test.
Well, if he loses that seat, he don't have any power. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Texas, you're next up, 972.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all today?
Hey. I'm super fantastic. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Oh, I'm super fantastic and having a marvelous Wednesday. But first, I got a statement. I'm trying to figure out why would a body come out and tell people that he's going to do this after elections? And if we've been in this thing long enough, we know that means for anybody who's a broker or whatnot, they're going to take a large advantage of that. So I don't believe it that what he said was true. I don't believe that. And my next question is, Tony, you mentioned something about.
I don't believe
it. Huh? Yeah.
I said, I don't believe
it. It really don't make sense. Yeah, it really don't make sense. And I like to say, a country has never come out and say, well, we're going to do this. We're going to revalue this currency at this certain time. And then all of us who've been in this thing, we know we've heard from everybody that this thing is never going to happen. And then now a body going to come out and tell everybody, oh, it's going to happen. And you know, and the currency hasn't even disappeared off other screens. I'm like, no, even the people sitting over here said to themselves, oh, his ass is lying. Man, it don't make
there
sense. Because you know for yourself, if they believe that, If they believe that thing there, then you could go on something like eBay and you would have seen the value of the currency already set at the new value. Because he's telling them that it's going to happen. And I just don't believe it's happening. No. But you were saying something about on the last call, I listened to that replay about when somebody asked you about Iraq being the head currency, and you were saying that the reason why is Iraq is going to be the one, when they set that, when they release their rate, then the other currencies are going to be based upon, are going to base their rates upon Iraq or something like that.
Okay.
I had lost you.
So here's the thing, guys, and it probably take us 10 years worth of calls to get everybody caught up. So I'm going to do a condensed version of this, all right? Iraq's revalue had nothing to do with other countries other than the United States, Iraq, Britain, and I'm not going to say France, one other country, I can't even think. So a president and a prime minister, and I don't want to mention the prime minister's name because they already called me one time, said don't mention his name no more. So you guys should know who that is. And President Bush and Dick Cheney, because I got to throw him in there, came up with this whole idea. Okay? after what happened in Kuwait, they came up with this idea. And you know how we got over there, so I don't have to go through all that. But all that purpose of getting over there was for this to happen right here. So within this, a bunch of people took ownership of the oil wells in Iraq, but the biggest thing was to change the economy. When President Bush said to the whole world, United States, the war will pay for itself, this is what he meant. Because the U.S. will gain so much off of this when the currency is revalued. Because the U.S. gained so much off of what's happening with the oil wells in Iraq right now, a lot of stuff they don't want to be public that would probably upset a whole lot of people in countries that they weren't involved in it and couldn't get a piece of that pie. But that's what this whole thing was about. Were we supposed to be involved in it? No. And again, I take you back and look what happened with Kuwait, how President Clinton took a deficit, turned it positive, all came back from the revalue of Kuwaiti dinar. When it went from 4,000 to 1 back to its original rate, reinstatement, revalue, whatever you want to call it, it happened the same way. He took all that money, wiped out our debt. That's why President Bush said this will pay for itself. Because when it happens, all of that money is going to wipe out our debt once again, or at least reduce it because it's so high now. I don't know if they'll completely wipe it out this time like Clinton did. But because it didn't happen as fast as it wanted to happen, the GCR, which was planned almost 50 years ago, was set in motion over 50 years ago, was actually activated, and this was being used as the foundation for it to finally go. So all the countries came together, wiped out our debt so the rate could be even higher, so they all would exchange their debt for Iraq currency, which they did. Once it revalues, somebody's keeping a lot of noise. That was me. Mute your phone. Okay. We'll wipe out their debt.
Yeah, that was his line.
Okay. I forgot where I was at.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Iraq's currency. And they took that in form of debt. And when this revalues, and now we're going by Basel III, it's going to help increase the value of their currency. Because each country's currency is going to go by reserves that they have, contracts they have, minerals and things that they have in their country. It's a whole different formula now, but it's supposed to help increase everybody. That's why they did it. Don't think they did it for free, just so Iraq could revalue and have money. It was all part of a bigger plan. China wasn't involved in it initially. They're involved in it now because they get to buy the dinar from U.S. citizens. They get to do the contract rates, but it's also going to affect their currency. So it's a whole formula that we've been developing and going through for the last 10 years, educating people on, but none of it can happen. None of it will happen until the dinar revalues.
Amen to that, brother.
Okay.
That's a condensed.
Right, thank you, sir.
If you ever want to learn the whole thing, give me 10 hours.
and one more comment. When you mentioned that Basel compliance, that's why I don't understand why a lot of people are so concerned about banks, because I think they just hadn't really never searched the article and understood what Basel 3 and 4 and 5 compliance really represents. I mean, you don't have to be concerned about a bank anymore, because now – they're returning the power of banking back to the person who deposited the money and not to the bank. So thank you for your information, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. I was going to say the Dodd Act actually did that, return the power back to the people. But Trump just reversed that. So, no, the power is actually going back to the banks. Because everything we did, that, I mean, to make that happen, he reversed it. Just like that.
Yeah.
And the bank now has the power. But if you want to look up Basel III, which everybody should so they understand, and then look for Steve Mnuchin, put it in, where from the Treasury, and I told you guys years ago, I get everything the Treasury puts out because I signed up for it and anybody can. And he put out a statement in November saying that the U.S. was Basel III compliant. Don't take my word for it.
Right.
Go look it up. It's in black and white. Okay?
Right. But that, to me, that still okay. makes it hard for the bank to cheat you because they got to have a certain amount of money in their deposit that not belong to the people, but the bank itself. So where they can't go out
they
and
do,
leave money.
But where are they going to get where are they going to get it from?
The NAR?
No. They're going to get it from the money that the people deposit in there because they're going to make money off of
right.
it. But yes,
right.
it is there. They
right.
still have a requirement,
but then
and they go through it quarterly.
But see, that'll help them become, you know, in a better position to really fully comply with Basel III because now they have, you know, real deposits. So they actually get to make money off of people money, you know what I mean? But nowadays,
okay.
the banks are really making money off of contracts, and which they know it ain't worth nothing, but nevertheless.
All right, we'll talk
like
about
say,
the banks in the next call. Okay.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, California, 510, you're on.
Is this 510?
Yes,
hello.
You are.
Can
yes,
you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. We do.
Well, hi, Mr. Tony and Mr. Ray. How are you? This is Cali, California.
I had a question.
Okay.
I was reading. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I was reading, and in my reading, I saw that that the revaluation would be in 2019, but you often said, listen to what they say, but watch what they do. And the last evaluation was in February and in March of 2018. So where do we stand with these three numbers? I know it's funny, though, but it was funny to me.
Wait, that's right, because I don't know who told you 2019, but it certainly wasn't me because they don't know that. That's somebody's opinion, like everything else is, that it's going to be there. So I wouldn't go with that. Even if I wanted to believe what Abadi said, he's going to do it after the election. It'll be right after the election. I don't think he's going to do it after the election in 2019. Because that don't make sense to anybody with everything they're building up to and trying to build the country. There was no RV in February or March. They wanted to do it, but the closer they got to the election, the more they decided to wait until now. Now, I don't know if that was by design or not. I do know that everybody and everything was scheduled December of last year through January. And by that, all my sources, banking, government, Iraq government, parliament, GOI, they all, and even that committee came out, this is the plan laid out, and they had target dates to get it done. It didn't happen. So they moved from January to the end of February to March, and now we are here, and the CBI is saying we finally completed everything. We didn't have it done in January like we were supposed to, but it's now done. So now the new reason is when I feel security and safety of our country, that's when I'll do it because that'll be the right time. He has said nothing about 2019.
Okay, then I'm reading this now. Will be submitted in 2019. And then the next one.
Well, you're not reading it
from
me, though. All right.
Pardon me?
It says what? I said, you're not reading that from me?
No, I'm not reading from you. I always listen to you, you and your brother. But I was just concerned. It's the way that it's stated. SBA is in effect until 2019. Thus, they are not released from that IMF SBA until 2019. That's what threw me, and that's the reason that I was asking. But I'm still in tune to the both of you.
Yeah, and if okay. I was you, I wouldn't pay any attention to it, okay?
Okay,
that's all I can
tell you. I agree with that
okay.
because I was just concerned because you are knowledgeable and you're with them day in and day out. And you guys have done a very good job, and I really appreciate the information, and I've been listening to it for quite some time.
All right,
thank you.
We appreciate it. All right.
Okay, then, but if you get a chance, excuse me, if you get a chance, just put, when will Iraq dinars revalue? Just put it in the computer,
okay.
into the Google, 218 or 219.
Okay. All right,
thank you, ma'am. Florida, 786, you're on.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi,
Ray. Hi, Tony.
You keep saying hello. I'm going to keep saying good morning. All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Miami 23. I have one question. Let's say that the RV does not, let's say an individual wants to get married and the RV does not happen before the individual gets married. Is that individual spouse entitled to the currency that she or he has before they get married?
You know what? If you're asking that question, you just better not get married. That's all. Don't do it. If that's your question, don't do it. I'm telling you right now. So,
no,
well,
I mean,
you know,
I...
Look,
no,
I'm not an
no.
attorney, so that's who you're going to talk to. But I would think if you don't have a prenup, it's all fair game. That's all. So, but
right.
talk
that
to an attorney.
Yeah.
My personal advice, again,
uh-huh.
is if you got to ask that question, you don't need to get married.
No, I think a prenup be the smartest move.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prenup is always
okay.
the best way to go. All right.
Okay, thank you guys
Alrighty.
So
thank
much,
you.
And I appreciate everything you guys do. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
California, 707, you're on.
Good morning, Ray and Tony. I'm the fellow that's been having difficulty getting your text messages for the
again?
Call. Still, I have not yet received one, other than when I send in the 40404 number, and I'll get a message back saying that I did that this morning, and I got back a message saying that welcome to your own your tweets will be coming to your phone, and they didn't. The only way I can get
did you add 40404 to your contacts?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what else to tell you to do.
Huh. Well, I never had 40404 for my contacts before. Well, I used to receive them all the time.
I don't know, but
okay.
we're not going to be able to solve it on this call. So.
Well, I understand that, and I appreciate you. I know that that's – I just don't know what to do. I've looked at my notifications. I've gone through everything I can find out, but anyway.
Do you know how to contact Twitter so they can tell you and walk you right through it?
Do I need to be a member of Twitter to get
no,
your
No, I'm sure they have a helpline if you go on there or a number to call if you can't figure it out.
Okay, I'll try that then. Thank you anyway. Appreciate it, Android.
All right,
everything.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Nevada, 702 area code. You are on.
Yeah, they keep talking about taking off the three zeros. If they do that, does that mean a $25,000 note would be worth about $75?
No, it means it'll be worth about $75,000.
Okay, that would be nice. And then are you saying, in essence, that what they do with the zeros does not affect us?
It will not affect us. They'll take off the three zeros. They've tried to get those notes in-country already. It will only fit in-country. Supposedly, after they do this, we will have up to 2 years to turn in our notes, and then it will affect us.
I see. Okay. Do you still think this is going to happen this month?
I still think it's going to happen before the election. I do.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Not
because anybody, well, somebody did tell me that, but it's because it makes sense to me, that's why. And I got to go with what makes sense, not what they say, because they have no problem of telling you, they will lie to your face. So, okay.
True. Y'all have a good week now.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir. Oregon, 503, you are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. We got sunshine up here in Oregon today.
Sunshine
it helps everything
down here
go
in California,
well.
Too. Look, but I know Oregon only gets about a week's worth a year, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, this All is right. one of our 7 days, and we'll cherish it. Chinook is good once it's through rating, man. There's nothing better than a great spring Chinook salmon, man. Grill that up, and it's delicious. Anyway, I was just kind of curious. The IMF has been having a meeting the last couple of days, and I know when you were talking about people that were on the committees that some of those people were also involved with the IMF. And I was just my question was, do you know what the IMF has been dealing with? And were any of your guys there that gave you any updates on those?
We haven't had any guys in those meetings. Actually, our committee guy, we know it said it's over and done, and they've done everything they need to do. And
good.
It's set up. We just haven't seen it. But as a matter of fact, they moved them over to do some stuff with China is what they're working on now for the guy. So as far as they're concerned, that part is done. We're just waiting. And as we tell you guys before, what was the screen that was at the bank. Ray, you remember what they called it? Blind screen? What was it? Blind?
Gray screen? Green screen?
Mm.
No, they called it something else. Cause we thought it was a new rate, and they said it was actually the code for when this was supposed to go. So anyway, that was, what, three
okay.
weeks ago, a month ago, when they came out
yes.
with that. And I'm going to find out after this call. But that was the first time that came up where they could see it. And it was actually a code for the top executives to tell them when this was actually scheduled to go. So they have a date and time set aside already that they're operating on that supposedly it's going to happen. So no need for meetings, anything else. Everything else that I can see Iraq is doing with the IMF is everything for the future, the reconstruction, the economics, the political in Iraq. The only thing they did do yesterday or in the last 2 days is effective July the 1st, they are going to oversee the money in Iraq, the politics, and the corruption of where the money's going. They're actually going to have their own people watching it and setting the laws and what to do about it when somebody is corrupt with this money that's coming into their country. So it's no longer going to be up to Iraq and their parliament members and who to prosecute, who not to prosecute, who to let steal the money. The IMF says as of July 1, they are going to step in and oversee that.
Yeah, I had actually a guy, a colleague that works over in Europe, and he deals with Forex over there. He'd mentioned that they were, you know, that there was something that they were doing that was just what you're talking about. They're going to basically be the the stewards, the IMF, is going to say, well, if you get $20 billion that's supposed to go for a power plant, we're not going to let you skim $10 billion of it off to all yourself and your buddies, that they're going to monitor each and every one of those. But he also had indicated what he had heard, and again, it was just, you know, rumor. I wasn't there, neither was he, but that they were doing final touches on all the global currency, you know, whole revaluation and the procedure and the rollout on it is what he'd been informed of. So I would just follow up and see if you had any more information from your guys on that. So appreciate it.
Nope, that's about it. All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate
sir,
it.
Sir, have a great cigar tonight and a little bit of scotch.
Okay. Tonight,
bye-bye.
Tonight. Blessing. It's Wednesday. All right, bye.
Okay. All right. Arkansas 501, you are on.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to join your call. But there's a little jovial story. The situation in Iraq reminds me of a story about two female ostriches walking down the street. One looked behind and said, I think we're being followed by two male ostriches. She said, oh my goodness, you're right. What can we do? She said, well, let's hide. So they stuck their head in the hole.
Okay. Okay. How'd that work out? We'll discuss that on another call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Good day.
Okay. Indiana. Someone from Indiana.
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. Hello.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
The reason why I'm calling is I just got into the Dinar. I got into the Dinar family 2 months ago, so I'm a little I'm brand new. I guess you could call me a virgin as far as this. So it's a lot of questions I have, but I know you don't have time for all those. So I had two questions that I wanted to answer to get answers if that was okay. My name is Nikki. I didn't know if I should put my area code, my name, or whatever because I'm brand new.
Okay.
The first question,
hey, Nikki, before you ask your question, so I don't throw everybody off, was you ostrich one or ostrich two?
I was neither one because I'm gonna be because I'm a woke, so I don't plan on being in nobody's hole. So the first question is, can the 800 number be emailed or text to someone? I was reading someone online, and they said that number should not be text or email. You should actually physically call a person to give them that number.
You can text it, email it, right across the sky if that's what you want to do.
Okay. The second question is, do you if I'm going to give money to my mom or my dad or someone in my family or friends, I know that I want to do some type of non-for-profit organization. How can I create that? Can I go online to create one so that I can actually get the credit for for tax season for giving that money to someone? Is it a non-profit that I need to create?
That's a great question.
Ray?
What was it?
I guess he's not talking to you. She wants to know how does she create her nonprofit so she can get tax advantages.
Oh yeah, other than the foundation, I don't know any other nonprofit you would create, but you would have to have some service provider that could help you with that, put it together.
Okay, so I would have to go through some type of service provider in order for me to create the, I probably need licensing and certificates and all that, right?
No, not all that, but someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay.
And that's why I said you need a service provider that knows how to put those, whatever is needed for your nonprofit.
Okay, so just go through
if
a service
if that's what you're
provider.
Focused on trying to have.
Right. Well, the only reason why I was
the foundation
doing that. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if it's the foundation, then you want a service provider that does foundations so that they can put one together for you.
Okay. So does it necessarily have to be a foundation? Can I do – because basically what I'm doing is I just want to get the tax credit at the end of the year so that when I give money to someone, I can actually benefit from giving them that money at the end of the tax season.
I'm going to tell you this. First of all, maybe, Ray, you want to answer that? Maybe you want to talk to the tax attorney, okay? Second of all, you can call your state franchise tax board, and they will tell you exactly what documents you need to fill out and sign up in order to become a nonprofit. And it does have to be approved by them for you to be a nonprofit, especially the state of California. So I guess other states run different. And that's where I would start at if I were you. Then after that, if you need somebody to help you with those documents, then I get an attorney or somebody who can help me do that. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tony and Ray. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you Friday, but not Wednesday.
You talk to us Friday, but not Monday, hopefully. Not any of them. Not Wednesday.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right, you
too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Ray, you okay?
Yeah. All right, so we went through everyone. You can give your closing statements. And we'll call this one a wrap.
All right. Okay, guys. I'm still positive. Everything I'm hearing is still positive for sooner rather than later. And that is one of the phrases I got from people, sooner rather than later. Still getting done. We're still where we said we were at the first of the month. Continue to look forward. Don't worry about it. And again, the all-famous, it's over. We're just waiting. So we're just waiting. And that's how I'm looking at it. It makes sense to me to be before the election for all the reasons I've told you guys, pushing afterwards. And nobody can guarantee, I'm going to say nobody should be able to guarantee an election. But just like, everybody knew Hillary was going to win, she didn't. Everybody might know that a Biden's going to win, and he might not. So why take that chance when you have something you can do that will push you over the top? That's what logic tells me, unless you've already done something behind the scenes that locked you in, which could be. We don't know. So let's look positive. The people in Iraq are very positive about it. They know it's getting ready to happen. They're not having a Arab Spring, an uprising over that. They had a few last week, but it was more about them getting taxed less versus the RIV or the RI itself, because that they know is coming. That may be part of the reason they're constantly putting it on TV. They're constantly running news stories. They're constantly every week, if not every other day, talking about the economic reform, keeping it right in their face that it's done and they're waiting and about to do it. So I'm going to be positive with that. I haven't heard any bad news to make any sense. Go listen to what other people say. If you value their opinions, then take it. If you see something they say that makes sense, then put it with whatever you have makes sense and create your own puzzle and work through this. But the bottom line is this. It was always going to happen, and it is going to happen. I can tell you as of this date right now, the rate is over $3, over the $3.71 that we told you before. I can tell you that. I can tell you as oil rises, the rate rises, and we can look to nothing but money in the future when this happens. So everybody's still on board. Be positive. If it doesn't happen today, it doesn't happen tomorrow, and if it doesn't happen on Friday, hopefully you bought some more this week. All right, Ray. Have a good day,
guys.
All right,
folks. It's hump day. We're through, halfway through, and for those who don't like listening to G-Man from PA, sooner or later you won't be listening to us either, because he's been giving you an important message that some of you are starting to not listen to, so that I'll just plug it in ever so lightly. Got to keep the bills paid on keeping this site up and keeping these lines open, So those who see that it's beneficial to you, go to the website, tntsuperfantastic.com, click on the donate button. You'll see the address where you can send in a donation to help keep the line going, if that be your will and pleasure. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a good day. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Somebody. storm is over, I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
about your future.